I got in a conversation with a coworker a few weeks back about how hard it was to be a vegetable farmer here in the United States. I think being a farmer of anything, anywhere, is a tough, round-the-clock, unglorified job. But having been a small-scale produce farmer for a few years, I know firsthand that market farming vegetables is demanding. And that's to say the least. There are lots of reasons for that, but the main two reasons that I have identified are these. One, here in the United States, we aren't used to paying the actual cost for our groceries. The true price of most of the food we consume is hidden behind government subsidies of crops like corn, rice, and wheat. And also the fact that most farm workers, immigrant or not, are not paid a living wage for their work. This goes a long way to keeping our grocery bills low, but it doesn't reflect the true cost of what it takes to produce the food. So, when someone is strolling through the farmer's market and sees a price of a farmer's heirloom tomatoes, they might gasp, because that tomato is priced to make the small-scale farmer a living wage, not to make them rich, but to help them pay the bills, and that increases the price of the produce dramatically. And many people don't buy it because they think that costs too much. The other main reason why I think it's hard to be a farmer here in the United States is that we have a ridiculously high standard for the aesthetics of our fruits and vegetables. Is that green pepper slightly asymmetrical? Get it out of here. Forked carrots? No way. The list goes on. Grocery stores are like New York's Fashion Week. The produce section is full of fruit and vegetable models. And just like in our species, where people with model-like bodies and faces are the exception and not the rule, fruits and vegetables have natural variability in what they look like. Not every carrot can be 10 inches long and perfectly tapered. I'm going to be honest. The tomatillos that I grow and love in my garden never look as huge and as perfect as the ones I see at Gerb's. Heck, I eat kale with holes in it daily. Hi, I'm Carrie Hargrove, and you are listening to Farm Your Yard here on KBIA. And today, I want to share with you my love of ugly vegetables. I think having a frank conversation with new gardeners about what to expect from their first garden is always a good idea. I'm always trying to give a very affirming but very realistic reality check with new gardeners. For example, invariably, folks want to plant broccoli in their garden, which I am here to support, but I feel that it is only fair to let them in on the reality of growing broccoli in the springtime here in central Missouri. Growing broccoli in the spring here is tough, and you might not be successful. And if you are successful, you won't be overloaded with broccoli. In the spectrum of plant productivity, broccoli ranks pretty low on that list. Also, broccoli needs fertilizer, no two ways about it. And if you aren't comfortable putting fertilizer on your garden, even an organic fertilizer, you might want to pre-tell yourself that you're going to get some small heads of broccoli. But the thing is, that's fine. It's going to taste the same. Sure, it might not look like what you see in the grocery store, but hey, you grew it yourself. It came from your yard. You tended it through that hailstorm. You watered it that week in April when it hovered around 70 degrees all week. You picked the destructive caterpillars off its leaves. You loved that broccoli. So even when all is said and done, and maybe the broccoli head doesn't look like the cover of a Better Homes and Garden magazine, isn't the fact that you loved it and nurtured it and ate it with your family the most important? This concept is like the distilled essence of my campaign to get all of Columbia gardening. Don't compare the stuff you grow in your garden to anything else. If you do that, you're missing the whole point of gardening in this day and age, which is to sink deeper into the joys of what life is, to do something that is deeply fulfilling, even if the fruits of your labor aren't Instagrammable. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that I can traipse out to my backyard garden right this second, dig up some green onions, pluck some spinach, go inside and make a salad feels incredible. Who cares if the spinach has holes in it or the tips of the green onions are yellow? The gratification of growing something, of being productive, of being outside, and meeting my neighbors is what gardening today should be about. Of course, I didn't always feel pride in my slightly misshapen garden produce. Growing cucumbers for a number of years really went a long way in teaching me that there is no such thing as a garden vegetable that is too ugly. Many times, the conditions that cause irregular formation of fruits and vegetables are out of your control. Or, more precisely put, they are controllable, but the extent that you would have to go through to get perfectly symmetrical produce would be unrealistic. An example of this is carrots. Carrots don't grow very well in our clayey soil here in central Missouri, but you could change that if you incorporated tons and tons of compost and sand into your garden, which would create a completely different soil structure than what is natural in these parts. I guess you could do that, but really, are you going to? Probably not. My cucumber learning curve is a somewhat similar situation, in that environmental conditions caused my cucumbers to be misshapen. Many times, my cucumber vines will spit out a weirdly shaped cucumber that kind of looks like a fat letter J. The top is fine, but the blossom end is puny and curled upwards, so when you hold it, it looks like a J. I learned that this is a consequence of incomplete pollination of the flower. As we all know, bees are facing some dire straits right now, and that's something I already knew, but the fact that my cucumbers were starting to grow this way really reaffirmed it and made it central in my life. I guess all I can do is plant some more native flowers in my yard in hopes of doing my part to conserve these vital pollinators. While at first I was slightly embarrassed to share my weird-looking cucumbers with friends and family, learning the underlying cause turned the situation into something wholly different. My cucumbers shouldn't be scorned. They're proof that we need to be more diligent in protecting and conserving the invertebrate pollinators all around us. There's nothing like a wonky cucumber to put a human in its place. Gardening is a controlling undertaking. Like, the mentality is, I'm going to make sure that this one type of plant grows in this one specific spot and will make sure that nothing else invades that spot. But we can't control everything, which is evidenced by my crooked carrots, my misshapen cucumbers, and my lumpy beets. And at the end of the day, my weird cucumbers were a lesson in humility, but also in letting go of the small things. Like, does an ugly cucumber really matter? No, the cucumbers still taste great. And at the end of the day, my weird cucumbers were a lesson in humility, but also in letting the small things go. Like, does it matter? Sure, the pollinators matter. That's a real issue we are facing. But does an ugly cucumber matter? No, the cucumbers still taste great. So if you're growing your first garden this year and you harvest some alternative-looking fruits and vegetables, don't get down on your skills. That is a fact of gardening and of farming. Do not be deceived by the produce section of the supermarket. What you pull out of your garden is more normal than what you see on the produce shelves. Embrace the sweet potatoes with holes, the charred leaves with purple streaks, and the heirloom tomatoes with seriously cracked shoulders. When you're in your kitchen, you can cut those bad parts off. And you know what? Whatever dish you cook with them is going to taste and feel marvelous. For KBIA and the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, I am Carrie Hargrove. If you want to learn more about what CCUA does, visit our website at columbiaurbanag.org. Thanks for listening to Farm Your Yard, and as always, happy gardening.